are here at Think 17 in this little town called New York City.
New York City?
My gosh. No, it's a great place. Lots of energy here. And we're here with Caroline Willard. How are you, Caroline?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. We were just talking before the recording started that there's a lot that's changed in your life lately. Catch us up. What's going on
really,
here?
Really, almost everything has changed. We spoke at last year's Think, and we were talking about Stan Holland retiring and what that meant. Yeah. And I was still a co-op employee at that point. Yeah. And since that time, I have taken over as the president and CEO of Cornerstone Credit Union League. And I've moved to Texas.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Texas is a great state. I lived there from my middle school to high school years, so it was a really fun place.
It is fabulous, and the people have been so warm and welcoming. And I actually own cowboy boots now.
Congratulations.
So I'm making some fashion statements as well, yes.
Good for you. So what is life like? I mean, looking at it, because you've been a co-op there for a long time, and you've seen it from that side. Now looking at Think from a different lens, a different perspective. What's your take on Think now?
You know, I've had that question a lot this week.
I bet.
And what's really great is that this, to me, to my way of thinking, this is one of the finer conferences available anywhere, not just in credit unions, but anywhere.
Yeah, I agree.
And to get to sit in the audience and consume this wonderful content feels indulgent. I actually get to enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And to not be up for a 7 a.m. mic check and just sit back and relax and enjoy it. And the networking is bar none, really amazing. Mm-hmm. So that's been great. So and you know what's great too, Mike, is that there's so much relevant content for a new leader like myself, right? I'm moving into this new job, so it's helping me in a lot of ways, and I'm so grateful to be here.
Well, speaking of helping you in many ways, what takeaways do you want to take back to Cornerstone from what you've learned here?
Well,
anything in particular?
A lot of things, a lot. The first speaker that I got to see, because I had to arrive to the conference a little bit late, I had some obligations back home, but the first speaker I got to see, he spoke on this digital transformation and what that can do to the business model of an existing industry. And so incredibly relevant for someone like me, who now runs a trade association, and how do we keep credit unions relevant? Mm-hmm. And so extremely helpful. Then this morning, even, I got to sit, and it's not the first time I've heard the pitch, but Teresa Freeborn and friends talked about the awareness initiative that CUNA is doing. Obviously, awareness is the centerpiece or the cornerstone, if you will, of what a trade association does, along with advocacy. And so to learn, you know, what our industry can do to heighten awareness of what a credit union is and why it's a better choice for consumers. That's been amazing. And then just now, we heard from another speaker who was talking about tsunamis that take over industries and how, you know, photography got overtaken by a tsunami of now everyone's got a camera on their cell phone.
Yeah, and we're using it right here.
An iPad. Right here, yes. Mm-hmm. So these changes and evolutions in industries are incredibly important for leaders within an industry that's mature, like credit unions are.
Yeah, because not only do you have to stay relevant, you have to look out for other people that may, here we go again with the disruptor term. I mean, it's a well-worn term now, but you have to look out for that type of stuff and also stay ahead. So this content here really helps out, I think.
It really helps out. And so even, it's funny, it helps out in a macro level, but on a micro level in my new role, I need to look at how do I disrupt what a trade association does? And how do we relook at that model so that a trade association is absolutely delivering the most value that it can in a mature industry, and so maybe that's not the model that existed 5 or 10 years ago. And so on a personal level, on a very visceral personal level, I'm feeling, okay, here's some inspiration for me to take back to Texas.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. And speaking of what are some of your responsibilities in your role now? Obviously, coming from a very forward-thinking company like Co-op is kind of a feather in your cap, because now you can apply a lot of this to Cornerstone, I would imagine.
I think that's what I've been hired to do.
Yay!
And that's super exciting. And my role is really threefold. Really, the role of the association is threefold, and it's to educate, to communicate, and to advocate. So the eights, I guess. So I'm looking at ways to disrupt the model for each of those things, because a lot of great work has been done, and the foundation of that organization is very, very strong. It's a great league.
Yeah, it is.
But we can always take it to a different level. Mm-hmm. We can always evolve it. And so I'm learning things here this week that are absolutely going to be completely relevant for me going back.
Well, we look forward to bigger and better things from you at Cornerstone. So it'd be really cool. So let's see. Now your position there, you know, you have to serve its members while adapting to an evolving system and consumer mindset. With the changing consumer mindset, with digitization, what we're talking about here, and that's another thing that credit unions need to do to stay relevant, is the digitization of everything. So,
absolutely. And it's
moving so fast.
Oh my gosh, yes. And I feel grateful that I had the time at Co-op, and especially in the last 5 years or so, I was in charge of product development. And so I always felt that kind of competitor disruptor behind me nipping at my mm-hmm, heels. Mm-hmm. And so I have that sense of angst that we all have to be sort of restless all the time mm-hmm. and continuing to innovate against ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's helpful on a personal level. That's yeah. really, really helpful. But, I'm also looking at how can the system as it exists with CUNA and the leagues and credit unions, mm-hmm. how can that really be taken to a new level? Mm-hmm. So it's sort of fun. I mean, I sit on a different side of the industry than I used to, but it's exciting to get to have this new role.
But it's cool that you have this fresh perspective, you know, that you can bring to the table, I would think.
Yeah, I was at the National Credit Union Roundtable last week, actually, in Tucson, and to talk to other league presidents. And I could see them kind of doing one of these with me. They don't quite know what to make of me yet, I'm sure. But I think that's what's kind of fun, is you stir some new blood into
shake
the mix.
It up a little bit.
Yeah, and certainly no loss of respect for what's come before,
right,
because
right.
I think that's incredibly important. But I'm going to have fun, I think, being a little bit disruptive.
Nothing wrong with that. Caroline, thank you so much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
The time. Well
Always
done.
Fun.